Now, the Wild About Pets radio show, the place to learn something new about household pets and wild animals. Here's your host, educator and naturalist, Susan Frank.
Hello, welcome to the show. Today, the reasons you want to adopt that new dog you're thinking of getting instead of buying one from a breeder or pet store. Also, I want to introduce you to my newly adopted dog, Rosalie, or Rosie for short. We're talking about pet adoption today as part of PetSide.com's online adoption event entitled PetNet 2012 Adoption Event. My guest today is Victoria Shade, a dog trainer who's been very involved with pet adoption. She will clear up some of the myths and misunderstandings of shelter animals and help you know what to do about training your new dog. Welcome, Victoria. I am thrilled to have you on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to speak about this topic.
Victoria Shade is a dog trainer and founder of her business, Life on the Leash. She has worked on television shows like Animal Planet's annual Puppy Bowl, The Puppy Games, and the Smithsonian Channel's special Animals Aloft. She's created the puppy training DVD, New Puppy, Now What?, and is the author of Bonding with Your Dog, A Trainer's Secrets for Building a Better Relationship. We'll be looking at some photos during the show today, so if you'd like to see them while you are listening, make sure you have the player window open on Talk Zone. Our fine phone lines are open today. It's Friday, November 30th, 2012. So you can call 1-888-463-6748, or you can email me at susan@wildaboutpets.net to ask Victoria a question about adopting and training a dog. So, Victoria, first of all, can you tell us what is PetSide.com's PetNet Adoption Event? You know, what is this all about?
PetNet is a wonderful event that's sponsored by PetSide. It's an annual event where they select a different dog cause or animal cause and highlight it. They have different bloggers blog about the topic. This year, the topic they've selected is one that's near and dear to my heart. It's pet adoption. And they've had 25 of the top bloggers across the country write about various pet adoption topics. So things like, you know, if you want to foster a dog, what do? How do you adapt to bringing home a new foster pet or a new rescue dog? Bringing home a senior dog. Pretty much everything you want to know about bringing home an adopted dog.
Okay, wonderful. And also, there is this campaign going on right now to help raise money for shelter pets. And this is wonderful. If you go to the link that I have on my website, Wild About Pets, and you go to their page, you can enter your zip code and nominate a particular local shelter, and they will donate $5,000 to the animal shelter in the town with the most votes. So we'll mention that a little bit later on also, but you'll want to pay attention to that.
Yeah, it's a great feature. This is the fifth anniversary of PetSide.com. comes PetNet, and that's just one of the wonderful things they're doing in support of rescue and adoption.
Wonderful. I am talking to Victoria Shade, dog trainer, about misunderstandings surrounding adopting dogs from animal shelters. Our phone lines are open. It's November 30th, 2012. You can call 888-463-6748 or email me at susan@wildaboutpets.net to ask a question. So, Victoria, let's get right to it. I mean, we really all know that there's so many animals, dogs and cats, that are in these shelters, but I think there's a lot of misunderstandings and myths about them. Can you mention some of the ones that you know are very common? Let's get right to what are the misunderstandings.
I think the most common myth is that animals end up in the shelter because they're defective. There's something wrong with the dog or cat, and that's why they're in the shelter. And it's really, really important to dispel this myth because 9 times out of 10, we're dealing with people problems, not animal problems. So, for example, some of the reasons that people relinquish dogs, you know, we got divorced, someone had allergies we didn't know about, we didn't understand the time commitment, we had a baby. Those are people problems. The dog had nothing to do with any of those reasons for relinquishing the dog. So I think people need to understand that they're really wonderful, adoptable dogs at the shelter, and there's nothing wrong with them.
Here's something else that I hear commonly from people who talk to me about wanting to get a dog. Well, I want a particular breed, and, you know, I don't want a mixed, you know, I don't want a mutt. I want a special breed, and so obviously I have to, you know, go to a breeder or a pet store. How would you respond to them on that one?
Oh, I'd love to educate on this. The national average is there are 25% of purebred dogs in shelters across the country. And I myself have seen it. I've seen, you name the breed, I've seen it either in a shelter or in a foster care environment. So Jack Russells, Chihuahuas, my breed, Brussels Griffon, Labs, of course, Huskies, cows, you name it, it's at the shelter. So that's another myth that we need to really get rid of.
All right. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about that. What I want to do is introduce you to my dog, and we can see a picture, and she's actually here in the studio. I'm going to call her over. But I want to relate my story as we talk today because I recently adopted a dog, and we're looking at picture number two. And this was, I guess, when my dog was just had gone to a foster home. And her story was, she had been found on the streets somewhere in Tennessee. She had been astray. We don't know how long. She had been picked up, taken to a pound. She was about to be euthanized. Oh. And then a wonderful woman by the name of Carrie Lewis Bowman went into the pound, I guess identified something about this dog that seemed like she'd be very adoptable, pulled her, and right in the nick of time, and then she was living in this foster home. Actually, I wanted to bring Rosie in, so I'm going to call her. Rosie, come here.
She's adorable in her picture, even looking so sad and scared. Yes. She's adorable.
Come here, girl. Up. Okay, she's going to go up on a chair, hopefully. Okay, wait a minute. I'll have to get up for a second.
Stage fright.
Come here, girl. Up. Well, she's not sitting on the chair quite yet. Anyway, all righty. So let's see. Maybe she'll come up, put her paws up. Rosie, up, 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 up. Okay, well, we'll just keep on going with the show. At some point, we'll see if we can see her. So anyway, she was in this foster home, and actually, so here she's in Tennessee, and I had gone on petfinder.com, which we're going to talk about, and there was an organization called For the Love of Labs, and so amazingly, my dog was transported all the way from Tennessee to my doorstep, and the woman that organized all the volunteers by the name of Joni Dennis Goodman did this amazing job of transporting my dog all the way to me. And you can see in picture number three, here she is in training, looking a lot different and a lot better. And then, of course, Victoria, we have a picture of you. Who is the dog that is in front of you in this chair?
That is my heart. That's Sumner, our boxer. We lost him at age 12, which is pretty good for a boxer. It was a year ago September. He was a hand-me-down dog as well, and he came with some challenges, but as a dog trainer, I felt like it was my duty to work through those challenges with him. He was my living case study. And he was an amazing dog. He went from being very, very scared and nervous around other dogs and people to being a shop dog in my store.
Ah, wonderful. Yeah. Okay. And I'm sorry to hear about the loss. So,
it's never easy.
Yeah, so we know there are thousands of dogs. So let's get a little bit to some of, I guess, the best reason for why to adopt a dog. There's a great animal shelter out of Utah, and their mission is basically no more homeless dogs. And I'd love to see that someday because can you tell us at all what the statistics are like, Victoria?
The statistics about homeless dogs?
Yes. How many do we know are really in the shelters across the country?
I don't have hard numbers, but I do know that it's more than we can even imagine. And the bigger tragedy is that a lot of these dogs are being euthanized. These amazing, wonderful potential pets are being euthanized. And there's absolutely no reason for it. And there are so many rescue organizations and shelters that are trying to educate, and people like us that are trying to educate that these are worthy dogs that really deserve a second chance.
Yes. Well, now, we had Rosie for a second. So later on, if you watch the player window, you'll see that she jumped up onto the chair, and maybe she'll do it again. Anyway, all right. So speaking of that, we have this picture that you had sent me from a shelter in Philly by a dog by the name of Lucky.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah, so Lucky wasn't so lucky, was she? What's the story on Lucky here?
Well, as you can imagine, I have a Facebook page and I interact with a lot of the rescue groups in the area. And if there's a dog that really speaks to me, if I see a face, I'll throw it up on my page and say, hey, guys, is there anyone out there? You know, this is a dog that's the last chance. I think they call them urgents in this particular shelter. And there was something about this dog that grabbed me. So I put her out there, and not realizing just how urgent she was, and hours later, she was euthanized. And I saw the update on Facebook. So it was, and yes, I cried. I mean, it's so difficult. I don't know how the people that are in the trenches keep doing it, because it's a heartbreaking job.
Mm-hmm. Well, now you've been involved in the whole field of trying to help these dogs get adopted for a while. We're looking at this photograph of you on the set of the Puppy Bowl. And you know, I never knew. I've watched the Puppy Bowl many times around the holidays, but I never knew that these were dogs that were up for adoption. Tell me how that works.
Well, Animal Planet works with Pet Finder to find various rescue organizations and shelters throughout the country. It's amazing the distances some of these shelters will travel. I think last year we had Michigan and Tennessee, and we were all in New York for the filming. And all of the dogs there are either up for adoption or very, very, very newly adopted. And again, the variety of dogs that you see, it's just astounding. I think we had a French Bulldog one year up for adoption. I can't comment on this year yet because it's top secret until it airs. But yeah, and everyone is wonderful. These people, all of these rescue groups that come through, it just amazing commitment.
I want to talk a little bit about how some of the shelters actually operate, and some have facilities, and so we know we can go and see the dogs that are being kept in some kennels or cages, but a lot of the shelters actually use a fostering system, and that's how I got my dog. And connecting Victoria to where you're saying, a lot of times, you know, these are dogs that don't have, you know, big problems. I really like the foster system because you do get a better idea of what the dogs are like. Your dogs, like a Millie, can you tell us, did you get Millie from a shelter with a foster system, or was she just in like a kennel?
Well, as you can see in the picture, she is what I call a hand-me-down dog. So she was never in the system, but she was a dog that was probably going to end up in the system. She belonged to one of my customers, and it wasn't working out for whatever reason. She wasn't a fit in their household. And if you look at that face, she's perfection. But so it wasn't working out for them. And I casually said, you know, if she's not going to stay in your household, I would love the opportunity to take her. And they molded over, and it was the best day ever when they said, we'd like you to have her. So I kept her out of the shelter system.
And then you have another dog also that you adopted, Olive. And this is, we're looking at picture number 9 right now.
Oh, little Olive was a find on Pet Finder. They said she was a mix of Brussels Griffon, which is what Millie is. Now that we've done the DNA test, we know that wasn't quite right. But she spoke to me. I was flipping through. We had lost Sumner a few months prior, my boxer. And I showed my husband, and his last words were, she's cute, get her. We went to meet her. I took Millie to meet her, and they had a great time together. And, yeah, we've got a little love match happening.
Going back to the idea of the shelters that use foster parents, what I really wanted was I was looking for a dog that was basically a collie or a collie mix. So, you know, I was looking for breed specific. And so I went to petfinder.com. And for anyone who is not familiar with this site, it's amazing. This is basically a whole clearinghouse. Petfinder.com has developed relationships with shelters all over the country and sanctuaries. And you can put in where you live and the breed you want and the kind of animal you want and see all of the animals that are in your area that are in either, you know, the facilities or being kept in foster homes. So that's where I started, and I found out my dog was in a foster home. And I really needed Victoria to know, first of all, how did this dog get along with other dogs and cats and people of all ages, because I wanted to be able to bring my dog to work. And I go into many pet food stores, and I'm here at the broadcast studio. And by having my dog in a foster home, they were able to tell me exactly what the temperament was of the dog. What is your experience, or why would you recommend any place that has a foster system to someone who wants to adopt?
Well, I definitely agree that foster is a fabulous option, but I don't want to discount those dogs that are in shelters as well.
Right.
Because, again, they're very worthy, wonderful pets. We don't have, depending on the facility, you know, we do have different types of shelters, whether they're private humane or municipal shelters. And sometimes they do have a lot of background on the dog. You know, if it's an owner surrender, hopefully the owner is honest about what the dog's temperament was like. But getting back to the foster situation, yes, you do have a much more accurate picture of the dog that you're looking at in front of you in terms of temperament, getting along with other dogs, children, men, tall men in hats. because the dog is living in a home environment. Mm-hmm. So it is a great way to get a really accurate snapshot.
Well, I like that you did say, you know, we should not discount the shelters. And actually, that was my experience. I first went to many shelters and got to take the dogs out and interact with them and ask the people that were there in the shelters about the dog's personalities. And then in most of the counts, they did know some things. Obviously, we don't always know what the background of the story is, but they have spent some time with the dogs. And as you said, there can be wonderful dogs. Now, we know there can be some dogs that do have some history, maybe of abuse or some problems, but it's true that dogs that come to us from pet stores may also have some problems that you may not know of. Can we talk a little bit about that and what the downside can be from getting a dog from a pet store, Victoria?
Yes, and that was a heavy sigh because it's such a difficult battle to fight because when people see cute, adorable puppies in a store, they want to take it home. And I think a lot of times the mindset is, well, I'm rescuing this puppy from the store, when in fact they're creating an opening for another puppy to fill that spot. So, you know, from the puppy perspective, yes, they might look perfectly healthy, but sometimes problems develop down the line, health problems. I've heard horror stories about people that fall in love with their new puppy, and the puppy succumbs to some illness. So we have that side of the equation, and then we have, which I'm sure you want to address, the back side of the equation, where those puppies came from.
Yes.
And that's the bigger problem that we're facing.
And what we're talking about there are the idea of puppy mills. Now,
exactly.
Before we get into puppy mills and really what that is about, since we are talking about puppies and some of the myths or what people think of shelters, a lot of people, again, say, well, but I want a puppy, so I've mm-hmm. got to go to a pet store and I've got to go to a breeder. And mind you, I'm not speaking anything against breeders right now here, but what is the truth about shelters and puppies?
There are so many puppies in the foster and shelter mm-hmm. world. I have a couple pictures up on the site that those are puppies that are available now as we speak. They're being transported up to our region, Bucks County, now. And it's not just the mixed breed dogs, as we've discussed. It's anything you can think of.
Yes.
And these are 8-week-old, beautiful, adorable puppies.
Yes, and what we're looking at is, first we had a picture number 10 that was just showing three cute puppies looking through, you know, the bars. But the ones that Victoria's mentioning, photographs 11 and 12, do we even know what kind of little puppy this one is in photograph? It has these fun little black, like, what do you call them?
The nose freckles?
Oh, yes, the little nose freckles and the markings that look like little raccoon eyes.
Oh, yeah, the mask.
Yes, you know, the mask.
I don't think they know exactly what they are because the litter, every dog looks different. The two that are shown are actually from the same litter, and you can see how different the coat types are and the body types. So they don't have an accurate read, but now we have these DNA tests that we can get more background on what our dogs are.
I'm talking to Victoria Shade, dog trainer, about the misunderstandings surrounding adopting dogs from animal shelters. We'll be taking a break in just a second, but we'll be back with much more about what you would want to know about adopting your new dog that you have in mind. So stay with us.